2019年6月，普通高等学校招生全国统一考试，上海英语卷。
1. Listening Comprehension, Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Is there a new bookstore on Fuzhou Road?
Yes, it's got very good novels of the 20th century.
Question. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
2. Mike, are you okay?
I injured my back yesterday just by sneezing. My doctor said I need surgery.
Question. What can be learned about the man?
3. Which team are you going to support?
You're not going to talk about football again, are you? That's it.
Question. How does the woman feel about discussing football? 4. Mary is not in the company. Has she returned from Xi'an yet?
Yes, but before she went to Chengdu yesterday, she had been home for only one day.
Question. Where is Mary now? 5. What? Stephen is drinking orange juice?
You can't believe it. Now he's careful about what he eats and takes regular exercise.
Question. What does the woman imply about Stephen? 6. I've moved the flower into the garden and watered it every day. How come it is still not doing well?
Well, why not add some fertilizer? Maybe that'll help.
Question. According to the woman, what may the flower need? 7. Wow! You won the first prize in the writing contest. You haven't taken any courses on reading and writing.
But I've been keeping a diary since childhood.
Question. According to the woman, what helped her win the contest? 8. You like tennis so much. Why not take some lessons? They start next week.
How am I going to fit that into my crowded schedule?
Question. What does the woman mean?
9. Walk to the park? You must be kidding. It takes only 5 minutes to drive there.
If I had remembered to charge my car.
Question. What can be learned about the man? 10. You've been dealing with that budget report for nearly an hour. Anything wrong?
I keep adding and reading the numbers, but they just don't balance.
Question. What is the man doing?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you will be asked several questions. The passages and the conversations will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. It's common for you, nonfiction writers, to go forth into an area you know little about. You may worry that you are not qualified to bring the story back. I feel that anxiety every time I start a new project. I felt it when I went to Bradenton to write my baseball book, Spring Training. Although I've been a baseball fan all my life, I had never done any sports reporting, never interviewed a professional athlete. Any of the men I approached with a notebook could have asked, "What else have you written about baseball?" But nobody did. They didn't ask because I was sincere. It was obvious to those men that I really wanted to know how they did their work. Remember this: when you enter a new area and need a shot of confidence, what matters is how you do it. Also remember that your assignment may not be as narrow as you think. Often it will turn out to touch some unexpected corner of your experience or your education, enabling you to broaden the story with strength of your own. Every such production of the unfamiliar will reduce your fear.
Now listen again, please.
It's common for you, nonfiction writers, to go forth into an area you know little about. You may worry that you are not qualified to bring the story back. I feel that anxiety every time I start a new project. I felt it when I went to Bradenton to write my baseball book, Spring Training. Although I've been a baseball fan all my life, I had never done any sports reporting, never interviewed a professional athlete. Any of the men I approached with a notebook could have asked, "What else have you written about baseball?" But nobody did. They didn't ask because I was sincere. It was obvious to those men that I really wanted to know how they did their work. Remember this: when you enter a new area and need a shot of confidence, what matters is how you do it. Also remember that your assignment may not be as narrow as you think. Often it will turn out to touch some unexpected corner of your experience or your education, enabling you to broaden the story with strength of your own. Every such production of the unfamiliar will reduce your fear. Questions 11. According to the speaker, when may nonfiction writers feel worried?
Why did nobody in Bradenton care about what the speaker had written before?
13. According to the speaker, how does nonfiction writers' experience or education benefit them? 14 through 16 are based on the following talk.
The accepted definition of creativity is production of something original and useful, and it is commonly thought that creativity occurs on the right side of the brain, and the arts play an important role in enhancing it. But according to a new research, creativity isn't about freedom from concrete facts. Rather, fact-finding is vital in the creative process. It's the result of both sides of your brain working together. To understand this, we need to take a look at what leads to creativity. When you try to solve a problem, you begin by concentrating on obvious facts and familiar solutions to see if the answer lies there. This is done mostly by the left side. However, if the answer doesn't come, the right and left sides of the brain activate together. The right side scans remote memories that could be vaguely relevant. A wide range of distant information that is normally ignored becomes available to the left side. Then the left side catches whatever connection it may have with the problem and quickly locks in on it before it escapes. With extremely focused attention, the brain quickly pulls together these pieces of thought and combines them into a new single idea. As the brain recognizes the originality of what it has come up with, a sense of pleasure will arise.
Now listen again, please.
The accepted definition of creativity is production of something original and useful, and it is commonly thought that creativity occurs on the right side of the brain, and the arts play an important role in enhancing it. But according to a new research, creativity isn't about freedom from concrete facts. Rather, fact-finding is vital in the creative process. It's the result of both sides of your brain working together. To understand this, we need to take a look at what leads to creativity. When you try to solve a problem, you begin by concentrating on obvious facts and familiar solutions to see if the answer lies there. This is done mostly by the left side. However, if the answer doesn't come, the right and left sides of the brain activate together. The right side scans remote memories that could be vaguely relevant. A wide range of distant information that is normally ignored becomes available to the left side. Then the left side catches whatever connection it may have with the problem and quickly locks in on it before it escapes. With extremely focused attention, the brain quickly pulls together these pieces of thought and combines them into a new single idea. As the brain recognizes the originality of what it has come up with, a sense of pleasure will arise.
Questions. 14. What do people commonly think of creativity?
According to the passage, how does the left side of the brain contribute to creative process?
What is the passage mainly about? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, Peter. I heard you worked in a remote village last month.
Yes, as a volunteer teaching in a primary school in southeastern China.
A good choice for the summer vacation.
For me, it's not only a choice, but a responsibility.
You're right. What can a volunteer generally do?
Many things, like creating a change in the surroundings, providing shelter and food to the needy ones.
So you mean volunteering is not just donating cash or things?
Right. We prefer to call that charity.
How did you come up with the idea of volunteering?
It was my father. He used to supervise a volunteer program in a nonprofit art gallery.
Was it a full-time job for him?
No, in fact, a part-time job. He went to the gallery nearly every weekend.
Wow, this requires great passion.
Sure. The best way to volunteer is to get involved in activities we are passionate about.
Have you had any difficulties as a volunteer?
Definitely. Lack of respect, acknowledgement, and lack of funds now and then.
Oh my, many obstacles.
So the most important spirit is perseverance.
I'd like to join you someday.
Anytime.
Now listen again, please.
Hello, Peter. I heard you worked in a remote village last month.
Yes, as a volunteer teaching in a primary school in southeastern China.
A good choice for the summer vacation.
For me, it's not only a choice, but a responsibility.
You're right. What can a volunteer generally do?
Many things, like creating a change in the surroundings, providing shelter and food to the needy ones.
So you mean volunteering is not just donating cash or things?
Right. We prefer to call that charity.
How did you come up with the idea of volunteering?
It was my father. He used to supervise a volunteer program in a nonprofit art gallery.
Was it a full-time job for him?
No, in fact, a part-time job. He went to the gallery nearly every weekend.
Wow, this requires great passion.
Sure. The best way to volunteer is to get involved in activities we are passionate about.
Have you had any difficulties as a volunteer?
Definitely. Lack of respect, acknowledgement, and lack of funds now and then.
Oh my, many obstacles.
So the most important spirit is perseverance.
I'd like to join you someday.
Anytime. questions. 17. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
18. What volunteer service did the man's father do?
19. What does the man think is the best way to volunteer?
20. According to the man, which of the following is the most important for a volunteer?